Okay, so for the final episode in this mini-series on making salad in halacha, we're going to address, just very briefly, the malacha of dush, of extracting. Now, this can have several applications in the making of salad, the first of which relates to one of the toldos, the derivatives of the malacha, and that is called schita, squeezing. Just like you're not allowed to extract through force the kernel from the husk in making bread in the process of sidur de pas when it comes to wheat, so you're also not allowed to extract a liquid from a solid, a juice from a fruit. So the Gemara says that this is true from primarily zeisim va'anavim, olives and grapes, but it's also true for other fruits which are occasionally squeezed. So lemons, grapefruits, tomatoes, all these kinds of fruits which are made into juice, there's going to be an isser of schita. And not only that, if you have these types of fruits, even if you didn't intend to squeeze them, if somehow juice leaked out of them, if the product was on the table or in the kitchen, you had it for the purpose of making juice, then even the juice which came out is going to be prohibited. However, if you brought them in for eating, so then it's going to be permitted. However, there's going to be one major caveat, which is not accepted by all the Rishonim, but the majority of the Rishonim interpret a Gemara in Maseches Shabbos and Daf Kuf Mem Hei Amud Beis 145b to say that there is a special exception to this idea of squeezing. And that is what we call in Hebrew, Mashka Habala Ochel, food that is delivered into food is ke'ochel. So even if that was originally, it was at some point a mashke, it was a liquid, the word mashke means liquid, but if it was a food, and then it became later a food, even if it was in the interim a liquid. So the Gemara gives an example of milking a goat into porridge. When the milk is in the goat, it's the status of the goat. It's called food. When the milk is in the porridge, it's part of the porridge, it's food. So therefore, even though it's flying through the air and it is a liquid, Mashka abala ochel ke ochel dami. Even though some authorities do not accept this, this is the majority opinion, and especially if you're not dealing with grapes or olives, it's going to be permitted in your salad to squeeze, let's say, lemon directly into the salad, because when it's in the lemon, it's a food. When it's in the salad, it's a food. Even though in the interim, it is a liquid, halachically, it's called a food into a food, and therefore there's no problem of squeezing, which is this derivative of the malacha of dush. Well, the next question is going to come up in terms of shelling nuts or other kinds of pods for the purpose of putting them in your salad. Now, if you are taking, let's say, peas or edamame out of a shell, so the Magen Avraham, Rav Abram Abla Gombiner, on the commentary on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, the side commentary says, he quotes the Maharil from earlier Ashkenaz Rishon, he says it's very problematic because if you go back in the model of dush, of extracting wheat kernels from the husk, you have the chaff, you have the wheat, and you have them attached to a stick. So it's very similar to if you have a string of beans and then you're taking out the pod. So that's going to be problematic if the outside is not edible. However, the Magen Avraham says, if the outside is edible, then it's going to be okay. So let's say you have sugar peas or snap peas where you eat the outside so you could pull out the peas. Well, what about nuts that have a hull or a shell? Is that going to be a violation of dush? Because you're extracting the inside from the outside, even though it's, you could argue, not going to be a problem of the malacha of borer, because in the context of borer, we have a special leniency that when you remove the outer layer, the klipa, that there's no other way to access the food without getting to it. The Bir Halacha from the Mishneh Berurah, the Chavetz Chaim's edited work, says that's going to be okay. That's not a problem of borer. But what about removing the hull as an act of extracting? Isn't that a problem of dush? So the Rambam, Rav Moshe Isserles in the Shulchan Aruch says there's a problem to remove the egozim la'luzim, a certain type of walnut, from their green outer layer. And he says that sounds like it's a problem of dush. So does that mean it's going to be a problem to remove nuts? Let's say you want to put walnuts in your salad, or let's say you have garinim, you have seeds, sunflower seeds, you want to take the inside out from the sunflower seeds. So the Mishneh Berurah there in the Chafetz Chaim's commentary on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, he explains that there's something special about the case that the Ramah is dealing with. The Ramah is dealing with a klipa hayaruka. Have you ever seen a green encasement around a walnut? Well, that's because when they grow on the tree, they have this green encasement. Apparently, same thing for pistachios. But those are removed far in advance, not removed at your table. So to remove that original husk, which is generally removed way in advance as a commercial activity, that's going to be a problem of dash. But to remove it at the table from the middle, from the hard shell that we know, that's going to be permitted. And so this brings us to the comment of the Egle Tal, the Sachachever Rebbe in his Hilchot Shabbos Sefer, also the author of the Avni Nezer. He points out that when you have, let's say, a stem which is attached to a grape, there's one opinion in the Rishonim that says that this malach of dash, of extracting, is not just when you take something from inside out, it's also when you take two things which are attached and separate them from each other. So let's say you have a stem, and attached to that stem is a date or a grape. So removing the grape from the stem, that could also be, according to some Rishonim, that would be a problem of the malacha of dash. So what about removing the stems from grapes? So the Egle Tal suggests that since the way that we generally remove stems from grapes is that it is done at the table, so then that's not called a malach of dash. It's just the normal way of eating, since those stems are removed at the table. And you're going to say the same thing according to many achronim, many later authorities, for removing shells. That when are you allowed to remove the shell, let's say the hard shell around the walnut or the shell of the pistachio, you're allowed to remove it before you eat it because that's the normal way of removing it. It's not going to be subject to the malach of dash. Not everybody agrees with this, but this is a generally accepted principle, that you distinguish between the shell or the outer cover, which is generally removed way before eating, versus that which is generally removed right before. So let's say pistachio nuts, generally most pistachio nuts are bought with their shells, and the shells are removed right before. But when it comes to peanuts, so then most peanuts today seem to be purchased in the supermarket once they're already shelled. And then you would have a distinction halacha lemaisa, practical halacha, if you are putting nuts in the salad and you're shelling, removing the shells from something like peanuts that is generally removed far in advance, or somehow you get the green outer side of the walnuts, so that's going to be a problem to shell in the kitchen when you're making the salad, although there are some who even have a leniency for this, since it's derech achila based on the opinion of the Rashba, but that's not the general consensus. But when it comes to making the salad and using nuts that are generally shelled right before you eat them, like walnuts, so the Shmiras Shabbos Kelchasa, the very important halachic practical guide from Rabbi Neuwirth, he says that you're allowed to crack the walnuts even using a special walnut cracker, or if you don't have anything else, even using a hammer, because when you have a Shabbos use, you're allowed to use, and this is a Muktza principle, you're allowed to use a klisha malachto le'isser, a hammer, something which is generally used for Isser, but you're allowed to use it for a mutter purpose. The Mishneh Berurah says if you have nothing else to use it, you're allowed to take out and remove, crack off those shells. It's not a violation of dash, even though you're extracting the fruit or the nut from inside of the shell or the peel on the outside.